Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. It's Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, two nine-year-olds and an eight-year-old among the victims of a fatal shooting at a Nashville elementary school. Monday's shooting also claimed the lives of three adults, including the headmistress of the Covenant Presbyterian School. Police shot and killed the shooter. They identified as a 28-year-old transgender Nashville woman, too. That a Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy pursuing fines against Stellantis and their Warren truck assembly plant over repeated air quality violations. EGLE and Stellantis agreed the company will pay more than $370,000 in fines and complete additional emissions testing. And number three, a Republican energy package is being threatened by a veto. Legislation seeking to bolster fossil fuels, accelerate infrastructure project, and do away with the Inflation Reduction Act is expected to come up for a vote in the House this week. The White House says it will pad oil and gas company profits and undercut public health and the environment. Their words, not mine. That's where we start this Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show all across the state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining me as I fill in today. I'm back on Thursday and back on Friday as Steve has the week off. Pleased and privileged to be with you on the ride today. Joining me in hour one, Austin Bannon from Americans for Prosperity. Michael Lucchese will join me in hour two. He's got an op-ed on Ukraine and Russia. James David Dixon, managing editor of Michigan Capital Confidential, will talk about Michigan's coming energy crisis. Andrew Moran at hour three, and Dr. David Rainey from here at Hillsdale College. He is the John Anthony Halter Chair in American History, the Constitution, and the Second Amendment at Hillsdale. We'll talk about some of the gun proposals and legislation here in Michigan. That's where we go throughout these 3 hours today on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll, of course, as always, dig into music history as we do when I fill in. Birthdays, death days, anniversaries, number ones on this day, and more. That all coming up on today's program. Far more material than I can cover in 3 hours. I guess that's why I'm back on Thursday and Friday, to try to do what I can with that time as well. Never a dull moment here on the program. Tragedy in Nashville yesterday. We're going to hear in a few minutes from the chief of police in Nashville and his press conference, which was illuminating yesterday in giving some insight as to what happened. And there are things police can say and there are things police can't say because they just don't have things perhaps buttoned down as of yet. But there are things we can infer and understand from what they're saying. And we'll talk about that with the, not with the Nashville chief, but after hearing from the Nashville chief in a couple of minutes. This was Nashville, Tennessee yesterday. Washington Post story, and I'll tell you in a minute why I'm reading from the Post, because their coverage is abysmal, as usual. A shooter armed with two AR-style weapons and a handgun killed three students, three adults, at a private Christian school in Nashville on Monday. Police identified the shooter as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, 28, of Nashville. Hale shot and killed by police who responded to the Covenant School. Had about 200 students there from preschool to sixth grade. John Drake, chief of the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department, said law enforcement officials were working to determine a motive, but said Hale had attended the school. During a search of Hale's home, officers recovered a manifesto and maps that appeared to include entry points to the school. More material recovered from the car. The police chief said Hale was transgender. Asked if that played a role in the attack, Drake said it was part of the investigation. There is some theory to that, he said, and you'll hear his response here in just a couple of minutes. A police spokesman, quote, Audrey Hale is a biological woman who, on a social media profile, used male pronouns. That's what it says here in the story. Police identify the victims as three 9-year-olds, and three adults, 61, 61, 60 years old. One, the longtime head of Covenant School, one, a substitute teacher, one, a custodian. Incident unfolded over less than 15 minutes, about 10 miles south of central Nashville. Five officers responded, proceeded upstairs into a lobby-type area where they confronted the suspect, who fired at them. Two officers fired back, fatally shooting Hale, who was pronounced dead. Police initially said that the suspect was a teenager, then revised the age upward to 28 years old. This different, of course, from the Uvalde case, because the officers actually acted. They didn't stand in the hallway using hand sanitizer while fully armed and hearing, well, that video is very hard to watch from Texas. This video is bad, too, but officers actually acted upon arriving. So what could have been much worse, stopped at its tracks by the officers who were on scene. I want to read a little bit more from this Post story, because reporters these days, as we've often talked about here in the program, are incapable of giving you the facts and telling you the story without editorializing. Every story these days turns into some sort of op-ed. This is a major problem in journalism. We've talked about it often. We talk about it here at Hillsdale with our journalism students. What to do, what not to do. Here is more from the Washington Post story. Tennessee's gun laws, like many in conservative states, are comparatively loose. The state allows people to own automatic assault weapons, and, well, that can't be right, because automatic assault weapons are essentially banned in the country. The writer probably means semi-automatic assault weapons, but can't get that accurate, and does not have a law banning high-capacity magazines. In 2022, Guns and Ammo, this is scary, they're quoting Guns and Ammo here, ranked Tennessee as the 12th best state in the country for gun owners. The state recently allowed residents to carry handguns in public without a permit. State officials considering lowering the age to carry handguns from 21 to 18. Here's the line. The incident, the latest tragedy, in a country spinning on an endless carousel of mass violence, including bloodshed in schools, hospitals, and virtually every gathering place. This, again, is not from an op-ed in the Post. It is not from an unsigned editorial from the op-ed page. It is not from an opinion writer. It is in the hard news recap of this tragedy yesterday, this tragedy yesterday, and the writers, whose names I unfortunately did not print, can't tell you what happened without adding their own opinion and editorializing about what was the problem in Tennessee and why they should have stricter gun laws and why concealed carry is bad. They can't do it without entering those opinions. It's not the worst of yesterday. Multiple organizations had to remove tweets, including the Post, for tweeting things yesterday that were just so beyond the pale. Multiple organizations had to apologize for misgendering a mass murderer, which is, it's not amusing. It's, you just sort of point and wonder how we got to a point in which the media is more concerned with the possibility that they have misgendered a mass murderer than actually giving you the straight facts and who can't report without editorializing. We'll hear from the chief of police here in a few minutes and more on this story. Scott Bertram in for Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks, it's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Where can you find good information on all kinds of topics related to the well-being of our student-athletes? Check out the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. Learn about multi-sport participation, heat and hydration, cardiovascular resources, as well as insurance benefits available for our students. It's all on the health and safety page of MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.